This is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Salem Springs, Arkansas, with another live devotional. And I have decided to redo this evening's devotional. I wasn't really well pleased with the previous devotional, so I'm going to do an entirely new one. And so tonight's devotional is entitled, Jesus Christ, the Resurrection. And this evening's devotional verse, or verses, comes from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 25 to 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You see, death of a loved one can be quite difficult. I already have two grandfathers that have passed away, and I've have one grandmother that passed away, and so I have only one more grandmother left that's living. I've had times, and there's a specific time I'd like to share with you today as a part of this devotional, because I believe that one's testimony can be powerful. In Revelation it says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. When my first grandfather died, How did this happen again? Okay, so I had a grandfather that passed away, and I had actually had the chance to speak to one of my grandfathers, my other grandfather. And sadly enough, the last time I ever spoke to my grandfather was to tell him that my other grandfather passed away. And turns out that after I got done speaking with him, just a couple of months after that, I actually found out from I had found out that my last grandfather passed away. I took that very hard, because I missed his funeral. I didn't even know that he passed away. He died due to a massive heart attack. But the last time I ever spoke to my grandfather, which he lived in Iowa, the last time I ever spoke to him was to tell him that my grandfather passed away. And I had regret from that, because it was like, I really wish I would have been there to say my goodbyes, and I was really hoping to not have a conversation like that to being our last conversation. The point is you never know what's going to happen to your loved ones. And you never know when the last time you're going to see them. And sometimes when you're far away and when you know that they're dying, sometimes it's better to have a conversation to be left off as a positive one and not such a negative one. I had bore bad news to my grandfather, in which to tell him that my grandfather passed away, but it wasn't a very happy note conversation. But when my grandmother was getting to a point to be on her deathbed, I was here in Arkansas, and my grandmother, of course, was in Minnesota. She was on her last leg, and I had coworkers telling me that I needed to leave and go up to see her, and I was actually being very hard-hearted and stubborn about doing that. I didn't want to go up because I didn't want to have to deal with the part of my family that are just, I just didn't want to deal with them. But eventually, Lord kept on knocking on my heart and kept on pressing and pricking my heart to go. So I did. And I went up and found out where my grandmother was, and I had the chance to say goodbye. And one of the things that for me is that I was able to hold her hand and tell her and wish her goodbye. To be able to make sure that I had a clear conscience and being able to ask her to just let her know that I loved her and I forgive her, and asking her for forgiveness of anything I may have done that was wrong against her. And she couldn't speak. She could only squeeze my hand. And eventually she did. And I told her that I had to leave and let go. And when I had taken time to, you know, say goodbye to my loved one, to my grandmother, she squeezed my hand, and I knew that she could hear me, and that gave me a lot of peace. Well, I was going to hang up there for a while to, you know, hopefully maybe stay for the funeral if she were to pass, and I stayed till a Monday, and she still hadn't gone, so she was still living. But then I decided to come back home, and I did. And sure enough, I'm not making this up. When I came back home, 3 hours after getting home, I get an email from my dad letting me know that she had passed. Which gave me a lot of peace in my heart, knowing that I was able to go up and say my goodbyes. And I knew at that moment that the Lord had planned it all out and kept her alive till I made my peace. And I did. But here's the thing. Here's what I want to get at. And if you don't mind, I'm going to kind of just take my iPad and just sort of carry it. So, yeah. But here's the thing. My grandparents passed away, and sadly, I don't even know if they were saved, which kind of, you know, thinking on it now kind of makes me wonder, you know, hopefully that they were able to make it to heaven. But here's the thing. When a loved one is about to pass, or a loved one is on their deathbed, you know, it's one of those times to where that you hope that they're born again, because Jesus gives us a promise that those who are in Him who die won't be dead. Even though that they will die, they'll be resurrected into newness of life. And so I want to encourage all those who may be going through a particular situation like that, that if you have loved ones that you know that are saved, but are on their deathbed, I want to give you the assurance and peace and comfort that even though that they're about to pass on,
And if they're born again, if they're about to pass on, that the Lord's going to resurrect them and they're going to be home without pain. I understand how a loss of a loved one is hard and difficult. I can understand that. And I understand how we may not want to let go. And there's some things that I, and the reason why I tell you my testimony, because there are some things that I wish I could just go back and change. I wish I can go back and redo some moments that I wouldn't have regretted. As per my grandfather's, well, as per my grandfather that passed away, I wish I would have known that, you know, but I've had an elder that has assured me to not, you know, to not beat myself up over it due to the fact that, you know, I was here and, you know, I was there and he was here, you know, it just, we were in two different states. I know this is going to be a length. I know this is going to be kind of a lengthy devotion, and I'm really trying to not do it lengthy. But listen, things are tough. Things can get really tough, and you know, no matter what, I mean, if you have a loved one that is about to pass and they're born again, you know, please take heart and have assurance that, hang on, oh, that's weird. It just, I'm trying to rotate my stuff and I can't for some reason. I don't know why. But anyways, I want you to take heart that if you have a loved one that's born again, Jesus promises, he says that, you know, he says Jesus is the resurrection. And that he promises that he will resurrect us until the, you know, he will resurrect us. Amen. Now, let me read that scripture again, okay? Again, it was 25-26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Okay? Jesus says that if you believe on him, you'll never die. Amen? You'll never die. What he means by that is even though that you will die, you won't be dead. Okay? Because remember, what is the second death? The second death is the lake of fire. Okay, but if though all those who believe on him, on Jesus Christ, even though he be dead, he will live. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the resurrection. I want you to consider Lazarus. Okay, consider Lazarus. Lazarus was Lazarus was considered as a very good friend to Jesus, okay? And he died, okay? And yet, he resurrected him, didn't he? Okay? How much more will he resurrect you and your loved ones who believe in him? Amen? Listen, I don't want to take up too much time, but I hope you got something from this. I did do a devotional earlier. And I don't know, I just wasn't pleased with how all that turned out. So I evidently decided to do something entirely different because I wanted to do something different. So, but listen, I want you guys to pray for me, pray for the ministry, pray for these videos. Tomorrow is going to be Fishers of Men broadcast. We're going to be continuing to talk about faith. Okay, we're going to continue on with Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to be talking about faith. And we're going to be talking about Joseph, how by faith, Joseph gave instruction to the Israelites to carry his bones out of Egypt when they are to leave. Amen. And so I want you to pray for me on that. On Tuesday, we're good. Okay, so Monday I have off, so I might do the broadcast a little bit earlier. But Tuesday, I have to go back to work, so which is good because I can actually start getting some more money brought in. So pray for me on that. Pray for my work. Pray for, you know, with my job situation. But Tuesday, it's gonna get back to normal again, where it's gonna be, you know, later at night. So it'll be about 8 or 9 o'clock before I even get to a broadcast. So I want you to keep me in prayer on that. Keep me in prayer for my studies. Pray for me on just with my family. I love my family dearly, and I just want to see them all happy. You know what I'm saying? But I can't do everything alone. You know, the Lord has to help too. You know, so please pray for me. Please pray for my family, and I hope this is not too close. I have a sense that I'm holding it a little bit too close, but so keep me in prayer for that. But anyways, what else? So yeah, on Tuesday I'm gonna be continuing to talk about Catholicism. More specifically, I think I'm gonna be, if the Lord willing, I'm gonna get into the Jesuits and the Jesuit oath. I don't know why. I've just been getting stirred up about Roman Catholicism, what it really is, who these Jesuits are. And I know I'm probably going to end up being hated because of what I preach. And I have such good, dear brothers and sisters who were, you know, I don't mean to be beating the dead horse, but I just want to give a shout out to all my brothers and sisters who were willing to stick up for me when you had a couple of these people that just decided to call me a jerk and an idiot and think that I'm unlearned and just hateful towards religion. I want to appreciate you for sticking up for me and encouraging me to stay strong. Because I'll tell you what, things are gonna get a lot more tough. So I want to appreciate you all who took the time to stick up for me. You know, you all didn't have to do that, but I guess that's what family's for, right? So, but anyways, what else? So yeah, I'm going to continue on exposing things, whether people like it or not. The Bible says that we're to resist the devil and he'll flee. He'll flee from us when we resist the devil. So I'm just going to continue fighting the good fight of faith and continue doing what the good Lord needs me to do. But anyways, with that said, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. And if the Lord willing, I will see you tomorrow. God bless you guys. Love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.